The former Danish Prime Minister Anders Fogh Rasmussen began his first day as Secretary General of NATO. John Kelly takes a look at some of the challenges facing him and his organisation.
Anders Fogh Rasmussen began his first press conference as Secretary General of NATO by praising the work of the organisation, calling it the most successful alliance in history. But Rasmussen was quick to acknowledge some of the challenges facing him as he steps into his new role. The first of these is the ongoing situation in Afghanistan, where he says that finding a successful solution is a moral issue as well as an issue of global security.
NATO must and will be there in support. We will support the Afghan people for as long as it takes. Let me repeat that. For as long as it takes.
Rasmussen put the subject of Georgian and Ukrainian NATO membership on the back burner in the interest of repairing the alliance's damaged relationship with Russia. Despite highlighting fundamental disagreements on a number of issues and calling for Russia to respect the territorial integrity and political freedom of its neighbours, he says there is still scope for collaboration.
We cannot let those areas of disagreement poison the whole relationship. So my message to the Russian leadership and people is clear. Let us build trust on cooperation and base our cooperation on shared interests.
Rasmussen also put in place a roadmap for the development of a new strategic concept, which will form the framework for a more modern NATO. I'm John Kelly.